Get better at English.
Get better at English.
增强信心。
Listen.
听。
Speak.
说。
With BBC Learning English.
Hi and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Vicky.
我是陈。
In today's program, we're finding out all about the most popular drink or beverage in the world.
世界第一大饮料。其实 beverage 说的也是 drink。那我猜葡萄酒应该是世界第一大饮料吧
No, it's beer. Do you drink beer, Sunchen?
Yes, I like to drink beer. 啤酒
Apparently, in general, around the world, sales are booming.
Booming 就是增长
Now, beer is the most popular beverage on the planet, knocking soft drinks into second place and even beating wine. Sales are booming, especially in countries like China and Russia. Even in the UK, where beer sales have dipped slightly in the past 10 years, 28 million pints of the stuff are drunk every day.
要是这么听起来，啤酒看来比软饮料啊，还有葡萄酒还受人们欢迎呢。在这份报告当中，他用了两种方式来说，啤酒比其他的饮料更受欢迎。
Knocking soft drinks into second place.
把软饮料踢到了第二的位置。
Beating wine.
打败葡萄酒。
In the UK, we drink 28 million pints of beer a day, even though sales have dipped slightly.
Dipped, 意思呢就是下降了。有意思的是，这份报告居然发现啤酒在中国也越来越受欢迎。
Now, beer is the most popular beverage on the planet, knocking soft drinks into second place and even beating wine. Sales are booming, especially in countries like China and Russia. Even in the UK, where beer sales have dipped slightly in the past 10 years, 28 million pints of the stuff are drunk every day.
Across China.
Across China.
聪明的学习方式。
This is the BBC.
So, what kind of beer are people drinking?In the UK, there are two basic types of beer, lager and ale, or bitter.
Lager, 这是清啤酒 ,ale, 或者叫做 bitter, 是一种那种颜色比较重、酒味更浓、而且还有点苦的啤酒,也叫苦啤酒。
Here's Roger Prott, who wrote a book all about different types of beer, to tell us more.
There are some fantastic lager beers. It is a great style. In fact, 93% of all the beer brewed in the world is lager. It so happens that in this country, I prefer to drink cask-conditioned real ale, which I think is a unique style to this country and is absolutely fabulous. But, there are some wonderful lager beers around.
Lager is the most common beer around the world, whereas real ale, or bitter, is mainly a British drink.
他把苦啤酒说成是一种风格特别独特的啤酒
A unique style
我们在这儿呢也特别采访到了一些英国人看看他们到底是喜欢喝清啤酒呢还是苦啤酒
Yes, I drink beer, yes I probably drink more lager but it's a little bit more fizzy whereas bitter, it's nice to have a bitter but sometimes if you have too many of them it's like having a big meal because they're quite creamy
Yes, I do drink beerWell, lager, actually. I do drink bitter, particularly if I go to the north of England.
No, I don't drink beer. I like wine, I certainly like champagne, and I like fruit juice and plain water.
Yes, I drink beer. I normally drink lager, but I occasionally drink bitter. It can be quite tasty, but normally just lager.
So, of course, not everyone in Britain likes beer. Some people prefer wine or soft drinks.I don't actually like beer myself.
看来这些我们见到的年轻人有的是既喜欢苦啤酒也喜欢清啤酒不过看来绝大多数人还是喜欢喝清啤酒
In fact, it's true that sales of bitter are going down in the UK. Peter Hayden, who runs a small brewery, told us why.
Britain was a great beer drinking nation and we've largely forgotten the greater part of our beer heritage. The cask ale market, sadly, is declining.Real ale drinkers are gentlemen of a certain age. They tend to be dying and they're not being replaced.
Peter 说现在的英国人把那些老祖宗留下来喝酒的传统都给丢光了。
Beer drinking heritage. The market for ale is declining.
Declining, 衰败。就是因为绝大多数喝苦啤酒的人都是英国的老人他们都是要过去的一代了但是新一代的英国年轻人并没有继承喝苦啤酒的传统不过他用了一个很有意思的说法来说中年人和老年人
Gentlemen of a certain age
这是一种说老年人的一种委婉的说法
Britain was a great beer drinking nation and we've largely forgotten the greater part of our beer heritage. The cask ale market, sadly, is declining. Real ale drinkers are gentlemen of a certain age. They tend to be dying and they're not being replaced.
Learn English.
英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.
In the program today, we've been finding out all about beer.
是哦，我们刚才听了这么多个新单词，我们赶紧先来复习一下吧。
Beer.
啤酒。
Lager.
清啤酒。
Ale or bitter.
苦啤酒。
Of course, there are lots of different types of beers. As Peter Hayden from Meantime Brewery in London explains.
他的酿酒厂呢，总共生产12种不同种类的啤酒
，traditional ones，
传统的
，and contemporary，
还有现代的。
We make about 12 different beers, everything from a very very traditional India Pale Ale, right through to very contemporary styles like continental lagers. We do Bavarian style wheat beer. We have a raspberry fruit beer. We took coffee from a Rwandan cooperative and added that to one of our beers. We areReally keen on trying to explain potential flavours that you can get out of beer.
Peter said that there are lots of potential flavours you can get from beer.
就是那些还没有品味到的味道。
We make about 12 different beers, everything from a very, very traditional India Pale Ale, right through to very contemporary styles like continental lagers. We do Bavarian style wheat beer, we have a raspberry fruit beer, we took coffee from a Rwandan cooperative.And added that to one of our beers. We are really keen on trying to explain potential flavours that you can get out of beer.
His brewery even makes fruit beer and coffee beer.
水果啤酒还有咖啡啤酒，听起来怎么这么怪呀？这些啤酒也卖得好吗？
Well, we asked some of our beer drinkers what they thought about fruit and coffee flavoured beers.
The thought...I like fruit juice and I drink a lot of coffee, but I can't imagine drinking either of those with beer, no.
I have tried alternative beers. They don't really work for me.
I like fruit and I like coffee and I like beer, but not together.
I like flavoured beers, so cherry beer, strawberry beer, ones that have been flavoured with fruit. Coffee and beer, I don't think that's a good mixture.
I've tried different flavoured beers, but it is just a novelty. I would expect my beer to taste of beer, my fruit to taste of fruit, and my coffee to taste of coffee.
这么说，有些爱喝啤酒的人是尝试了这些新口味，不过呀，喜欢的人看来不多。只有一位女士说她喜欢这种啤酒。我们来听听他们是怎么来说这种不同一般的口味的。
Alternative，
另类的。
Novelty，
新奇。
Across China.
Across China.
实现梦想。
This is the BBC.
We wanted to find out a bit more about how people enjoy beer in Britain. So we asked people where they drink beer, at the pub or at home, and how much they drink.
那英国人除了在酒吧喝啤酒以外，他们在家也喝吗？他们的酒量又怎么样呢？
I tend to drink beer in the pub, but...I sometimes do have one or two at home, but I don't drink very often, and I certainly don't drink to get drunk.
I drink it anywhere, really. I'm not picky. I don't drink to get drunk, but that's often a side effect.
I mainly drink beer if I'm out. I don't really drink beer at home. Just the one bottle is enough for me. I don't like to feel out of control.
I really only drink it in the pub.Like many of my generation, we are binge drinkers, and we drink plenty.
这么说呀，大多数的英国人还是会在酒吧喝啤酒，也会有人没准什么时候在家里喝上一口。
Some people talked about drinking to get drunk.
Drunk, 这是一个形容词，意思呢就是醉了。这个词啊，在英国特别常用，只要英国人喝多了，喝醉了，这个词就用上了。
We heard another word which means people who drink a lot at one time. Binge drinkers.
意思呢就是一次性酒量过多，酗酒。So binge, 意思呢就是超量的吃啊，或者是超量的喝。
But one person there said she didn't like to feel out of control.
Out of control, 失控。
Across China.
Across China.
聪明的学习方式。
This is the BBC.
现在啊，有些爱喝酒的人为了改变人们喝酒的观念，提出来要边吃边喝。
Here are Karen Billamoria, head of Cobra Beer, and Roger Prott, author of a book about different beers. They both think beer goes well with food.
I absolutely love wine as well as beer, but it always annoys me that restaurants will have wine lists which have 50 to 100 wines and then sometimes will serve you one beer.
If you go into a good American restaurant, they'll offer you a wine list and a beer list, and we need to do that here in this country.And it's beginning to happen as well.
Of course it can happen. And the more it's driven by consumers wanting it, the more it'll happen. I've seen it time and again when you have the finest champagne on offer and many people would actually much rather have a beer.
Karen 对英国的餐馆能列出50到100种葡萄酒，但是要喝啤酒只有一种的情况，非常不满。他是这么说葡萄酒单的。
A wine list.
人们也应该有权去看啤酒单。美国现在的啤酒单就很盛行。
A beer list.Karen pointed out that it will happen if it's driven by consumers.
Driven by consumers. 只要顾客有需要，市场就会存在。
I absolutely love wine as well as beer, but it always annoys me that restaurants will have wine lists which have 50 to 100 wines and then sometimes will serve you one beer.
If you go into a good American restaurant, they'll offer you a wine list and a beer list. And we need to do that here in this country. And it's beginning to happen as well.
Of course it can happen, and the more it's driven by consumers wanting it, the more it'll happen. I've seen it time and again when you have the finest champagne on offer, and many people would actually much rather have a beer.
We asked our beer drinkers if they like to drink beer with a meal or wine.
I generally tend to have wine with my meal if I'm going out for dinner, but it depends what kind of food I'm eating, because if it's, say, Indian or spicy food, it's nicer to have a cold beer to wash it down with.
I prefer wine with my meals, like most people.
I suppose it's more normal to drink wine with a meal, but some meals are better with beer, and I think spicy food like curry or Thai food or even Chinese food tastes much better with a nice cold beer, whereas perhaps Western or European food, like French or Italian, it's nice. I always think to have a delicious red wine with that.
看来我们这次见到的这些英国人还都是比较传统，他们还都是愿意在吃饭的时候配葡萄酒，但是让他们改改这个习惯也不是不可以。
It seems that it's much more popular to drink beer with spicy food, like Indian food, and even with Chinese food.
是啊，要吃的东西太辣了，就喝啤酒，这个时候就不能喝葡萄酒了。
Well, we've run out of time.
OK, 我们今天的节目到这就结束了，我们下次节目再见。
Bye!
Across China.
Across China.
把握时机，保持前卫。
This is the BBC.